Shadowtown, Book 1, written by Richard Lambert and read by Lawrence Boxall. Steady drifts of rain blew in from the sea against roof tiles and window panes. Rainwater trickled inside drain pipes, and from somewhere in the sleeping city came the howl of a dog. The dog was crying to be let in. The shadow stopped and listened. Unlike the dog, the shadow had no desire to be let in, no desire for a dry place, no desire for sleep. And the city did well to sleep, or pretend to sleep, because the shadow was full of hate. The shadow kept the semblance of a human being. It stopped at a new noise, a rumble. Above, in one of the houses, someone snored. The shadow rose easily through the air. It moved along the sides of the houses, peering in at each upper window that was not curtained or shuttered. Dark room after dark room until... there. The snorer. On a great bed of white sheets, on his back, lay a large man. His chest swelled as he inhaled, and his snore was so loud it buzzed the panes of glass. The man exhaled, and his chest sank. A moment of silence, then his chest inflated once more, and his snore buzzed the glass. At the hinge of the window was a gap where a draught entered the house, and here the shadow slipped inside. The man's eyelids flickered. Dull brass gleamed on a mantelpiece. The shadow approached. The shadow bowed as the man inhaled with one of those gigantic snores. The shadow shrank until it was as thin as a thread and slid up a nostril. The man snorted as if a gnat had got up his nose and rolled over. The man was dreaming of his childhood. When he was little, on Friday afternoons after school, he would come home to the smell of pretzels, fresh out of the oven and sprinkled with crystals of sugar. His mouth used to water. His mother would bring the warm pretzels to him at the kitchen table. He would swing his legs, happy. He lifted a pretzel, smelled its delicious aroma, took a bite. It was the tastiest pretzel he'd ever eaten. Then, in his dream, in one moment, sweet pastry turned foul, fresh bread turned moldy, and his mother began to cry. The man felt such a jolt of something nasty, something that hated him and his mother. It was like plunging into a bath of hate, that he sat bolt upright in bed, wide awake. He knew something hateful had got inside him. He leapt out of bed. Still, the feeling didn't leave, so the man began running round the room, as if he could run away from the feeling.